David Commande is the artistic director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra in the Peoria area. Commande is also a musician in residence at Eureka College and a former director of the Peoria Symphony. Commande says his stepbrother was a remarkable man. Even at a young age, Commande says Chris Stevens stood out.
He had a gift, an instinct for and a gift for listening. And he had a very dry humor. He was a quiet fellow, always poised. Anybody at the time would have said he's just very likable and very grown up even for that time. Not solemn, not in a solemn way, but just poised. And it's really been remarkable to see the outpouring of shock and grief and appreciations for Chris in his subsequent professional life and in what he's given for our country in a very difficult part of the world. And one of the comments that really struck me was his ability to be in a room and respond sympathetically to both Palestinians and Israelis at the same time in the same room without being maudlin. And he was such a genuine man. And I'm really proud that we have people like Chris representing us, and I hope that his instincts for peace will be remembered by all of us in gratitude and also as an example. This is the last time that I feel we should be trying to find blame and inflame passions, certainly not in his name. I've been incredibly shocked and saddened at the news, which just struck me like a blow yesterday. It's a huge loss to, obviously, our family, but not just to our family, to the United States, and I think to the world.
How did he view his professional work? Where was his passion?
Well, he's been described as a career diplomat, and somebody who's a diplomat has a gift for not being compelled to say everything that they feel and they think. And even privately, Chris was respectful of his role. And, you know, I'm aware that there were times that he was more and times that he was less in sympathy with the direct policies of the people for whom he was working, meaning the different administrations. I think that what he had a sense of was the true north, the real sense of, well, what America is about, what our values are, and what our long-term intentions are. And he was an idealist as well as being a realist. And he had the gift for holding true to the ideals while dealing with the realities. His inclination was always to stress the positive. And so not long ago, he was writing back about the many positive, the wonderful developments that he saw taking place in Libya since the earlier times, having been there during the Gaddafi regime, having returned in the midst of the revolution, and then, of course, being sent back there in this pivotal role as ambassador.
What was he saying about how things were?
Well, he said the entire atmosphere was improved. He said that Americans and Europeans, other Westerners, were welcomed, included, that people were so much less afraid to express themselves and have opinions. Essentially, the disappearance of the atmosphere of fear, which had been so strong earlier times there.
You mentioned his sense of America's true north. Would you unpack those values a bit? What did he find precious about this country?
Well, in the simple sense, our principles having to do with democracy and freedom, human rights, respect for governments, respect for individuals, expecting governments to respect individuals' rights. You know, these are things that, it's true, unpacking them is really useful for all of us to remind ourselves what we believe our country is all about. But this is the kind of principle that I know always guided his actions. And he applied them in his individual encounters with everyone. And I think that's part of the key to how and why he was able to establish these real relationships with everyone around him. And you know, the descriptions of him having a much wider circle of acquaintances and friends in the host countries where he worked, beyond the mere diplomatic, rarefied circles. It speaks both to his characteristics as a man and, I think, his courage. I think he went forward being and embodying those principles of respect for others, and people will always respond instinctively to an underlying respect for them. And I think that's the key for all of us when we have disagreements with one another. The freedom and the courage to express those disagreements, but express them in a way that is founded on respect for the other with whom we may disagree.
David Commande says he's grateful his stepbrother and all those in the military and diplomatic service have committed to making the world a better place, even though they're paying the real and personal cost that entails. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.